volunteered for Christmas Eve off. So they said it was either Christmas Eve or the day after Thanksgiving.
But what happens when Christmas falls on a Sunday?
Well,
they get the Friday
matter.
Before
probably. Possibly, I don't know. Doses. That's what I suppose I'd rather have it that way. And she says I'd rather have both off.
Supposed to work for Professor Harrison, grading tests and stuff over Thanksgiving, but he decided to do them all himself because he said that he's gotten sort of a way of how everybody's doing, you know, and he wants to make sure. He knows because they, I always read off the grades for him, you know. Cut it out.
You ought to put a tape in there and put it in the kitchen at Mom's today.
It'd be a life and a half.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the time Warren taped
that
conversation?
Warren taped what?
About 14 conversations going on at one time.
Oh, well, see, he was laughing because somebody in the class had a pre-Thanksgiving family dinner a couple weeks ago, and he was saying how in her family, one person talks, and then they all think about it, and then another person reacts, and they think about it, and another person, he's like, in my house, he says, everybody just all talk at once.
Yeah.
And he said, it's really interesting to see the differences in two styles of speaking between families.
That tape was something, because all it was a blur of voices, and then somebody would talk, and everyone would listen. And then they would all go right back to talking at once, and you couldn't understand anything on the tape. All you could hear was all these voices going at once. Then I told the story about you and the little chipmunk out in the garage.
Oh, I was just thinking about that the other day. That thing scared the heck out of me.
It was twice.
The first time, there's a rat in there. There's a big mouse in there. I saw it. No, there's nothing in there. Yes, I saw it.
I didn't believe her.
Well, I went out, remember, and checked the bag. It was a bag of cans. That was when we were looking for the golf ball. Mm-hmm. We took the can.
Yeah, and then you found these little cubby holes in a box or something.
Well, what?
You found all the seeds, didn't
all
you?
All the seeds.
All the seeds in the
plastic
bag. There
was a lot of wood out there, and all when we moved the wood to clean it, there was the whole thing. It must have sat against the wood and then ate all the
sunflower seeds. All the shells were in the bag.
There were shells everywhere.
Yeah, and then you guys wouldn't believe me. Oh, I guess there was something.
Well, I didn't
in
the
here.
First time, but the second time I did.
Scared me both times. Yeah, well, of course it happened to me. I don't know nobody else.
Little sucker was living in the garage and
living it up on
it.
Living
it out of the cold and had something to eat. And by the way, we have to get a bird feeder. I'll have to talk to Ma and go to that Audubon place. I don't think we're going to hang up the bird feeder anymore. The squirrel is involved.
Well, at least somebody makes good use of it.
Can't you get a bird feeder that the squirrel can't get at?
Well, no, that's hanging there, it's a tree.
What?
That's not where you had it hanging at the tree. Where you put it from the tree.
No, because he just jumps right off the garage.
Oh, because Ma greases the pole, doesn't she? So that's
well,
the squirrel.
They put a thing out of that thing.
They have a squirrel guard.
Right. The metal that comes like this. And that's under it, but it can't
it's a rare feeder that'll keep the squirrel out. And you know what squirrel I think it's called? The one with the broken tail? Your father saw a little dead animal down the street and he thinks that was it. It was the one with the broken tail.
Oh, squirrel died?
Well, even had he ended up with a broken neck and top of a broken tail.
Very funny, man.
What can happen? The poor thing died.
Well, I know, but then you don't have to make fun of it.
You should check
the
fact that
it died.
But he did it.
I mean, it hasn't been around for a long time, and I asked Rosemary, and she said, well, sometimes she hadn't seen it. So.
But
that's the one that Hal used to feed all the time.
What was that?
Sounded like Tootsie.
It sounded like a siren.
Oh.
Then again, police cars don't have sirens anymore, do they?
They just don't use them as often as they used to.
We just saw one.
Gotcha.
Using one.
Where did we ever?
Monday night.
On a call.
Monday night, he his flying.
Speaking of Monday night, your car tracks coming into the driveway Monday night when you park the car? Tuesday night. You kind of missed the driveway a little bit. You know where that hole is where everybody keeps hitting it with their tires?
Oh, yeah. No, that's when I backed out one night. I thought I...
Sitting
with
it Monday night, but that was with it.
Yeah.
It was Tuesday. It was after the snow. In the snow, that's how I found it.
Brad did the same thing last night. He
said, maybe it was Brad. Oops, oh, maybe it was Brad then.
He says, I think I missed.
No, I knew it wasn't me.
No, I think Brad did it last night.
Because I
know. He said, oops, I cut it too short. But see, he's leery now. I mean, he drove really slow. I've never seen Brad drive that slow.
No,
Brad
does not.
Well, he's going to be nervous.
Brad does not drive fast. He never has driven fast, but he drove really slow coming home, and the roads were fine too. But he's just going to be cautious for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
He won't take flag too. It's kind of funny because I joked about. At lunchtime, I said, what if I said I didn't want you to take plank home? He's like, well, he's like, you can say it, but he says, I'm the driver and I'm taking plank.
Oh, awful.
I said, well, Brad, I said, it was awfully bad the last time. And he said, I'm still the driver. And he says, and I don't think it's going to be that bad. I'm taking plank.
Oh, I'll bet you.
Okay, you just have that conversation since
you
don't
mention it.
No,
it'll upset him. Don't mention it at all.
Sure it will.
He said, it really, you know, we really didn't think it was that bad. We were going all right. And then we rounded that curve and came out of the curve, and he said, I started to accelerate out of the curve and hit that ice. And he was in the other lane, and I thought he was going to get control of it. And I thought he was turning to go back in the our lane,
mm-hmm.
but he said he was still trying to keep control of the fishtail. So he obviously overcorrected it, like his father said, because of he's got a lot of play in his wheel.
Yeah,
and he said he probably just overcorrected it, and that's what started our spin, because we spun this way. And all the way around.
Going this way, okay. You went into this lane, and then you spun that way.
Yeah.
And then hit. You just continue, you know, after doing
sideways.
All the way around, 360.
Yep.
That's
so weird because you don't even have time to be scared.
Yeah.
The only time that I felt any fear was when I saw the sign coming and I thought we were going to hit the sign. And then I watched another person hit the other sign on the other side of the road. And that one, I didn't even realize had smashed the back window until Amy had said something.
And there was somebody sitting there?
Yeah, there was somebody sitting in the back seat. She's like, well, I ducked. And their reaction was really weird because they all got out of the car and they're like, what? Are you all right? Are you okay? Oh, yeah. And they're sort of smiling and it was like they didn't actually realize what had happened, you know?
Were they all college students or young kids or something?
Well, it was hard to tell. They were all dressed up. Well, it was three women. They were all dressed up.
Three women?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were just kids.
No, the other car was just kids. The car that did it right after us were just kids.
Oh, I thought you meant the one that hit the sign and smashed the window and stuff.
They were young. It was three women, though. Probably in their 20s.
Well...
The other one
really
was a college student, so and I thought that was just a screen because...
They would take better care of Point Blue.
I ran down there, and I asked them all if they were all right. Yeah, they got in the car, they pushed the car out and left. And our car was in a ditch, you know, and Brad tried to push it out.
You couldn't push that?
Well, those kids would have at least said, as long as we're here, could we try and see if we can get you out of there?
Wait, now you mean the three women?
No,
the
other kids. The women did it after the other car was gone already.
So how many cars spun out there?
Three while we were there. Brad says, that's the only thing I have in my defense, that I wasn't driving too fast.
Yeah, that's probably the only thing that's keeping him.
Because he blames himself. He says,
oh, it's so foolish to blame yourself or think about it afterwards. It's happened. It's over.
And then he said he's coming home. He's like, I can't get it out of my mind. He says, I just keep playing it over and over and over in my mind. He says, I can't get it out. And he doesn't remember too much about it.
You never do, because it takes seconds for it to happen.
He fought the car for a good 10, 15 seconds before we lost total control.
Well, the only thing you can both say is that character space, that's all.
Did you hit the brakes at all?
No, I didn't touch the brakes.
Now see, when
that's where I make my mistake.
See, I slid a couple times, but I pumped the brakes. That one time, when I was coming down a hill, and it was a car stopped at a red light, and when I hit the brakes the first time, I slid, and I was only less than a car length away from him, so I just started slamming him down, and I stopped within inches of his bumper.
That doesn't do anything. Slamming him down, you're going to throw him into another speed.
Yeah, but it was pumping him, and it got me stopped. I mean, as long as I didn't hit him into the intersection.
They tell you don't use your brake, and wasn't there any way to get around him?
No way! I was less than a car length behind him. If I had even turned the wheel, there was a median on this side, and then if I'd turned the wheel, I would have hit my entire side into his bumper.
Well, see, that's what that car did when we were back there last night. To get the rest of the stuff out of the car. I mean, I thought Brad and his father were boners.
You were skidding around?
Hmm?
You were skidding?
No,
oh,
I mean...
You mean the cars that were coming through?
The cars that were coming through, and then that guy came flying so fast in his little compact car, he drove along the shoulder. And he almost hit Brad's car. He went in between Brad's car and the cars that were in the lane.
Well, they try to tell you to don't drive like that, but there's always that young fellow that isn't going to pay any attention, and he's going to drive just the way he pleases.
So they were coming this way? With the other people? The guy that was...
No, they were going... You know, Brad's car was sitting... facing this way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And they were going this way, and this car came and went like this.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
He's facing this way and it came down. That's stupid.
I don't know. Not much you can do about it once it starts. You can eat breakfast. Mm. You want to watch Days?
Mm.
I taped yesterday's Sunday over.
Okay.
I did tape and melted back.
You can have it back.
Turn back the clock. Turn
it back. I guess nobody wants to see it as
well. Well, Dad, we haven't had time.
Well, I don't know what to do. You know, Tale of Two Cities, but not again, I think this Sunday is Sunday.
Well, Mom said we'd watch it before then. Did you see it when we turned back the clock? Did you want to? Have Connie Selick in it?
Connie Selick, Deidre Hall, had them all in it.
No, she was in there. It was
the one the night before?
Jean Barry, and the guy that, from Chan.
Dear John,
Dear John, that goofy guy. He was
really?
What's his name?
He was
his name was Dirk, but it's not Dirk, it's something like
Kirk.
Kirk, yeah. He was something like that.
Dirk.
Turk.
Kirk. Yeah, he was on it, you know, kind of Selica. Another girl was on it from some other show, which from this, said. Katrina Espinosa.
Did it?
It was good, I didn't care for the ending.
I wanted to see that just future, too.
Well, you still can't.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, but I wanted to see it on opening night. There's not too many you can go and see on opening night.
Yeah, I just wanted to go and see that last night. It's good. It only smells fine.
You locked the cat in the closet?
No, I shut the door, normally. Just, I left it cracked so that she could push the door open. She was probably just laying there.
That way, you can don't wear anything too good. Come on.
Why?
The kitten is there.
What kitten? Oh! Oh, she got the kitten.
Got it back. The kitten hers to keep.
Are you serious?
How come she got it back?
Well, she has no idea.
What kitten?
Well, see, she found the kitten in the window well, and she fed it, and it was newborn.
Who, Ma? Yeah.
Well, I said, by the way, when you go to Ma's, don't wear anything good.
So go ahead with the story.
Well, she found the kitten in the window well. And she thought, she left it there overnight thinking the mother cat would come back for it. Well, the mother cat never came back. And she said, I would have to assume it might send 2 weeks later. You know? And she fed it every 2 hours and she, you know. Yes, Ma's her mother, except that Diane's a very girl. And how she ended up back with the kitten, she said, I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, when you said Diane, I thought you meant our neighbor Diane.
No.
So Ma's got the kitten now. Listen, Mom, I wanted to wear my nice... I wanted to wear my sweater. Did you see, have you seen the cat? Oh.
Well,
I don't, no, Mom told me the story already, though.
What sweater?
When I came home here on Friday.
It blew?
No, Mom. Remember when I came home and y'all said how nice I looked? That's what I wanted to wear.
Well, I'm telling you, yes, the kids look very nice. If you don't want that sweater pulled, don't pick up the kid.
Okay, how about the blue and white one?
Don't pick up the kid.
Don't pick up anything, kid, that you're going to get. Kid's going to
pull.
What am I
going
to wear? That's all I have are 4 sweaters.
Wear
an old sweatshirt. I don't have one. I didn't bring any of them home. I thought I'd dress up nice for Thanksgiving.
Well, then don't pick up the kitten.
I want to pick up the kitten.
Well, that, hey.
It's like putting a big candy in front of a baby and saying, don't eat any of it.
Well, what can I say? You make your own choice.
I don't know. What don't you know?
I wouldn't have that kitten in that house.
I'd have a deep water. She's going to keep it.
Yeah. Beautiful furniture and everything.
Where did she find it?
Of course, I don't imagine she gives the kitten free rein. So.
What does the dog think of the kitten? I bet you he's got bananas. I mean, Brewer's ruler of the house. He can eat that kitten in one bite.
Oh. Well, he picked up that possum and he didn't kill it. He brought it to them, but.
You brought it to them?
When they put it down, it rolled up into a ball.
They thought it was dead.
Dead.
Who plays dead, don't they?
Yeah.
You got the duck.
Oh, should we tell them about the spider we saw in Georgia?
No.
No. I haven't. She needs that for an English class.
Can we erase that now?
No!
It looked like an oversized orange M&M with a peanut inside.
What?
You know, the little spider that I was talking about?
Uh-huh.
It was about that big.
Uh-huh.
Bigger than an M&M with a peanut inside. Orange, bright orange, same color. With 4 yellow circles on its back. Good size circles.
Did you kill it?
It was outside. Why would I kill it?
Oh, I didn't know it was outside.
And it had legs that were a good inch or an inch and a half. Long. They're black and white. White.
Now, why is she mad?
Oh, no.
Not recording again.
Oh, yes. We're going to have a singing calibre of Fred and the kids are dead. Did we get that joke?
No.
Well, that was a sick one. Woman wants telegram.
Amy?
She always wants a singing telegram.
Would you just like to write the hand?
I love this singing telegram. Yeah, I just had one. Fred and the kids are dead.
I didn't get it.
What did she yell down?
I'm not talking now, it's being recorded.
You're not dropping your fingers. Well, you don't get it. You don't sing a telegram about death or anything bad news.
Well, I lost the bad news part. I never knew there was bad news.
The kids are dead. Opens up the telegram, King Fred, and the kids are dead.
That's an old, old joke.
Oh. What are you going to buy me?
You can write
here.
You walked across all your clean socks.
Most clean socks.
She's put some of clean socks.
They're probably full of hair. They're full of hair before you ever get them put away because the hair is all over the place down there.
Go to the bathroom on the little
Ray.
What?
Let me tell you something. I do not leave those socks way down there. Mary did. She brought them up and put them on our bed.
I forgot about them. I'll forget them, darling.
Well, we were missing one. Did we ever find the missing link? Was it with your pants or something? Oh, you got them in there, Ray?
Mom's getting upset.
Well, it's too damn dark, for one thing. I can't do eight things at once. I never lived in that long.
Do you want Pepsi or milk, Fred?
Yes, we could throw the two down.
Fred, I really didn't expect that. I would have made this better if I'd known you were coming, but...
You would have made gourmet grilled cheese. Gourmet grilled cheese.
Maybe with the turnip.
Fred, you can have milk if you prefer.
That's fine.
There's plenty of milk.
I don't like that. Fred, you want a couple?
There's something in it.
Thank you.
Dad always does that when he fills the ice tray.
Yeah, but they break up. The penis had a handle on. Don't tell me he doesn't know what to do with them.
I forgot the pop was in there already.
Ooh. Is this stale?
Amy, does this work? So, a lot of
is
ice.
Stale or does this work?
That's stale. Where was it? That's what happens when it's frozen. You can't do that.
What?
The one you thought out.
The ones I thought it was
from lunch. Well, that's right. The ones they were frozen, and your mother thawed them out. And that's what happens with them.
Oh, it was sitting in my plate.
And you might want to get the other.
You have to get another plate.
You just have the serving tray. What are you eating?
All right. I'll use the same tray. Oh wait, I know. I got an idea. We'll just thaw my bread out.
Here, take this plate.
I'm
well, you don't need to eat off there because I'm going to eat off from one of these anyway. Everybody grab one.
Dinner.
I ended up with four.
Oh,
bread.
Dad, one of them's. That was pretty funny. Hey, yeah, Amy, we got bread here with the peanut butter and jelly.
Well,
so
that sandwich.
What sandwich?
Yeah, Amy, don't throw it away. Put it on top of the thing here and
Did you hear it?
Mm-mm.
Are you okay, Mom? You can
put yourself there. I'll bring myself.
Where's the ice?
You want some ice?
Come on, put some ice on it so it doesn't blister up.
I'm sure bread comes back
in your
sandwich.
Did you put ham in your sandwich? You were supposed to. That's what it's all there for.
It is not there.
Yes, it is.
The ham right there.
Put that on your sandwich.
Yeah, your mother decided she would have ham and cheese.
What do you do? Just cut it in half?
You're supposed to take the whole thing and put it in your sandwich.
Where's the forks?
I didn't put forks on.
I think your kitchen got out a little.
I had nothing to do with him.
I didn't think of cutting it before.
It's kind of hard to clean and make meals. And then I was full of more ashes after cleaning because I didn't feel like doing it.
Nobody feels like cleaning.
Mary.
No, but sometimes you have the ambition for doing it.
You want to get back?
I was wondering where it went. I thought she cut it in half, and there was a whole one in there, a half on her thing, and I didn't see the other one.
The
half
on the floor. On the table.
That was all I had. With four slices.
Sure, Bradley just ate mine.
You know why, anyway.
Yeah.
I'll stop making you feel guilty for giving a Christmas list.
What?
I said I'd stop making you feel guilty for giving me a Christmas
list. Don't be ridiculous. She won't give me one. Jealousy is ridiculous.
Kid Belky.
What did you say?
She told me Belky. She was watching Perfect Strangers.
And you say...
I want some big cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I want you to know that I burned myself the day of the garage sale.
Mm-hmm. Can I have a napkin in my up, baby?
Nancy sold out. Nancy was selling her mother's sewing machine.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So an Indian couple came, or an Arabian, or whatever they were.
Arabian.
They're asking me about the sewing machine. I'm telling them it's not my sewing machine. I don't know anything about it. The woman isn't here. I don't know how to sew. So he's talking to me, and I said, I can just show you how it opens and whatever. And Harley was right behind me, and I'm talking and talking. And I thought he would help me because I had a cigarette in my hand. I thought he would help me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I swung around. He's gone. I don't know where he went. Talking to somebody in the garage. And I don't know what I did is I tried to open the top. The cigarette went underneath my fingernail. In 2 shakes, I have got, by the time I got back to the garage, I had blisters. That's so bad, I hurt myself.
Mm. Oh,
geez. I could have gladly killed that guy.
What?
What's so funny?
Keep going. What did you say?
Oh, gee.
This is pretty good with the ham on it.
What? You like with the ham?
Yeah.
No, but kind of like boiled ham.
Like rosemary stick. You put the ice on it and it uses the fire.
Mm-hmm.
I put my finger on the... I couldn't believe how quickly that my finger blistered. Who would ever think that the cigarette, of course I smoked those little narrow cigarettes anyway, but that didn't go underneath my fingernail. That was a good idea, Johnny.
Thanks.
I have to make more, you'll have to wait now. I mean, now that Mama burned
it. This is for me, you know, she...
I wish I had more ham.
This is gourmet
cookies. Whatever you could have, we have tomato soup and grilled cheese sandwiches.
That's his favorite meal at school.
What, at school do you have that?
It was the tomato soup with the grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Oh,
really?
Mm-hmm. I always get it.
Tomato soup is very good with cheese.
And I eat half the bowl before I get sick of it.
Yeah.
But
it's very rich, too.
You usually get
that's
soup
how
supplies.
I start, though, with, you know, stuff. That's how I started with tapioca. I eat a little bit every time until I didn't care for the taste of it anymore, and then now I like it.
Yeah.
But the tomato soup tastes really good with the cheese.
Are you throwing that one out for the birds? Is that what he's sitting here for?
The cheese is so rich.
The birds are going to have gourmet breakfast.
The cheese is so rich, and then also...
See, that's why I always put a tomato on my sandwich, have this tomato put on my sandwich in this restaurant, because... The tomato cuts the richness of the cheese.
But what I was going to say was that
We need more butter. Is everybody having another sandwich?
I'm really trying to hear the end of this story.
You know, this tape is going to be hilarious because I've been interrupted at least four times.
What tape?
It's right there, Joan, in front of you.
I didn't swear at all today.
No, but she talked about your gourmet cooking. That sounded good. I don't love it. Wait till you hear that tape.
So damn bad.
Anyway. The cheese is good.
Did the tape here at my sandwich fall?
Yeah,
what
the floor? Amy, how did someone hit the floor with another
one? It was flat.
Didn't you hear me say it was like the turnip?
Anyway, the cheese is rich and the tomato sauce is rich and it's a rich meal altogether.
End of story.
Well, what is all this bread here?
That's just the first break.
It's in there.
Okay. We don't have enough butter here.
Put some more in.
He won't talk loud enough for the thing to pick him up. I gotta open it, babe.
Right in the
Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson.
Didn't he do that in Lethal Weapon?
You know, he knows where everything is there.
And it's a queen.
We don't have maid service or anything else. You know, we're going to get a little button here. Ring for maid service. Maid doesn't answer, do it yourself.
You should have bought one of them. You like that so much.
I thought that was funny. Mm-hmm. Rose loves it.
Shall we get the weapon too?
Awesome movie.
Yes, she thanked me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Oh, that was kind of unrealistic ending.
What?
Oh, I did, and I loved it.
Which one?
I thought it was
going to
die.
Lisa Weapon too.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it looked like you got shot four or five times and the guy's laying there on the ground laughing.
Oh, man, I suppose the tape doesn't want to leave any of it. You saw it already? Where'd you see it? In at Macomb?
Oh, cool.
I mean, yeah. Did they have it at the theater there, or did they have
it? Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, fast.
That was a good movie.
Yeah. Yay. It closed on a projection strip.
It's the cultural center of the farm community.
Hey.
Don't
it goes on the film, and we order them.
Are you involved in that? You do all that?
Yeah. I'm not involved in ordering them. I'm involved in watching them.
Like most students.
No, I take tickets and stuff, and then I get to see all the movies for free.
All right, it's going to be just as good. I'm making it over here. Gourmet butter's got to be here.
I don't want another one.
Who doesn't want another one?
Mary.
That is a second degree burn.
So I'd say.
Is that what it is?
I just put that in.
Three, probably.
Ooh, damn, first.
Maybe.
Where's that ice? That ice really doesn't leave the...
Don't pop that.
Oh, no.
Okay,
who else is having injured?
I
can't
make it
out.
Like a
background.
I'm
injured. Scarred for life.
It was too bad it didn't happen this morning. I really had to finish the cabinets.
Boy, she put down on your cupboard with me. She begged in bed.
Yeah, she was toasty warm.
Squirt slept underneath the apron with me this afternoon. I took a 2-hour nap.
You did? You must have been gone quite a while.
You were gone a long time.
I'm down wrong.
Dad, don't leave the butter on.
You make up wrong, too.
What? What'd you say?
The butter's still on.
I know it's on.
Oh.
Take it over to the very end.
Actually, I can be a gourmet cook, too.
Friday night and red and grilled cheese.
Hi, Aunt and her husband will be over tomorrow.
Did you hear they offered me
half
of Christmas?
Yes.
Who will?
And not only that, they mentioned having an internship next summer if they could fit it in the budget.
Open that up. Oh.
Is that your mother's sister?
Dad's sister.
Who turned
that
down?
Oh. I can't
use
that
cord.
Yes,
Yeah, we should have seen Fred today. Now, we knew this file was missing on Tuesday. And he says, Tuesday evening, when we were
about to
get ready to leave.
Yeah, you told me while I was waiting to go get your stuff.
Did you want me to let you finish?
I heard it.
And then say, you told me that twice, Amy.
I only told you once. That would have been the second time.
I know, but that's what you do to me.
Be quiet. I'll have to reprimand on the tape.
You know, that tape probably sounds like brutality in this household.
They were doing the chicken earlier. You should have seen
the chicken. Oh, the chicken?
We did it last Sunday. The first time ever.
Where's the music for it?
I don't want to go to school. So I learned to be a turkey. Chicken? Whichever bird it was.
You remember that guy, Mary, on the roller skates with the thing and the red nose?
Mm-hmm.
That was great.
Where?
Mary had it on tape on one of her night talks.
A video tape?
Yeah. What was that show called? What was that show called with the
rock? I still have it.
We should look for that because that would be great.
It was so funny.
Yeah.
Who belongs to the red pen, Mom?
Well, the kid is playing with it. She's shoving it all over. And if it's open.
Well, I guess the kitten belongs to the red pen.
She had it underneath the cushion.
She still hasn't picked up on it.
What am I picking up?
Who belongs to the red pen?
That's what I meant. That's what I meant to say.
Who owns the red pen?
Don't you want to say, who does the red pen belong
to? I know, honey, but I said who belongs to it. I meant to say who belongs to it. I meant it as a joke.
Uh-huh.
Well,
that's good. Keep talking, guys. That's good stuff.
Somebody want to finish up those raspberry cookies?
Mm-hmm.
Semantics and all that stuff. Great stuff.
I have to blow my nose, is that better? Well, I will anyway.
Yeah, as long as you don't use it to put in your armpit or
something. I gotta get up in the morning and put a load of clothes in, huh?
Yep.
Okay. She's gonna do it today, I don't know what happened.
Shut up.
Hit her hard.
Hello. Yay.
Mom burned her finger today.
I had a lot of work to do today.
And some of us had a day job today. Some of us had a hard day on Wednesday. We haven't recovered
some
yet.
Some of us had a hard day on Wednesday too, and we're still sick.
Well,
I feel more sorry for Bradley than you.
Why? He shoved rubber bands at me.
It was more than likely you were having a conniption fit and making him nervous.
Dad, you gotta find that rubber band before the cats find it.
These are big. They're bigger than the other ones.
Oh, you better find that rubber band.
Fred doesn't care if the cat chews it up.
No, but I do.
Oh, man. It's not my turn.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Brad's turn.
That's right. I keep it. It's the men's night.
Yeah, because I can't put my hand down the water anymore.
Yeah. And Amy and I did them this afternoon. Guess it's the guy's turn, right?
That's right. And I helped do dishes last night.
Where?
At Ma's house.
Did you really?
Yes, it is.
Did the dishes last night too? Ma's.
I did too.
It was really scary. I didn't spend 1 minute down
the
basement.
Yeah, you were doing a coffee cup and everything afterwards.
Yeah, you realize that the dining room, though, was... I don't know how much was on the dining room table, but I saw tons of beer cans. And
why don't you collect those cans?
My collection. My took her cans in. She had $43.70.
I threw one away.
She had a moving van, I think.
But she found a different place because she said she doesn't like to go over on Clayby Road. Clayby Road is where that truck went over the car, killed three people from Great Lakes.
What do you mean the truck went over? Over what?
They drove all the way in from Atlanta without us making a rest stop. Yeah, didn't have any sleep.
It makes it.
So?
Ran
right into
a car and
got off.
I think it burst into flames today.
Oh. The truck ran right over. Right up and over and killed three
people. Up and over what?
A car. With three young people in some Great Lakes naval base.
You just kept saying up and over, up and over, up and over.
Forget
it. Did the truck driver die?
News. What?
You kidding?
They should shoot him. Well, it's what he deserves, isn't it?
Well, he certainly deserves to go to jail.
Did he?
You never read a follow-up.
All three people in the
car? Yeah, they were all like, 21,
22. Yeah,
what would you charge him with? Three counts of manslaughter.
Probably manslaughter.
Reckless driving, three counts of manslaughter, whole ton of things.
He was probably asleep.
Slow too.
Hmm?
He talked slow too. Oh, you took the battery out.
What kind of truck was he driving?
Yeah, but I fixed them after.
That one too?
Both of them. Amy and I did it.
What kind of truck was that? That one's 5 minutes slow. So he's a truck driver.
Because your VCR is slow. Like almost
obviously
good
2 minutes.
But Clayby Road, there's been a lot of accidents at Clayby Road because evidently it's a funny intersection. They've been, every now and then you see on the news where people go out with, their little placards and try to get the state to change the way the road's been drawn up.
Yeah, we had some lady call in. She said she doesn't like the way the intersection of Bodie and Salem are painted. It might not be Bodie. It's right on a turn where I, coming home from your place, you come out of that slow turn and then you make the first left or something.
It's Bodie and
Gannon. She's probably talking about Braintree and
No, it's Bodie and Gannon.
And Gannon
on one side, Jogie on the other.
Yeah.
Is.
Oh, but there's a four-way stop there. Yeah. That's a four-way stop.
No, there's no stops. Yes, there is.
Bodie and
Gannon,
there is.
Okay, maybe
the other one's Jody and Bodie, or whatever you're talking about.
Maybe I'm not thinking of the other one.
Jody and Bodie?
Maybe it's Braintree and Bodie.
Well, something that I'm thinking of where you go, you make a left turn from the left lane and you go straight or right from the right lane.
Oh, that's it.
It's not Bodie.
Is that 58 and Gannon?
58 and Gannon.
It's on Bodie. There's one on Bodie. Because I remember typing up, I remember taking a phone call. And she's all upset. She says,
Salem and Bodie. Salem comes like this. And Bodie curves.
See, right. That might have been my, straight. That was my first thought that it was Salem, but.
It's one lane, the left lane, so we're going straight.
But it's not, because it's a four-way stop, isn't it?
No.
Bodie and Salem.
I think it wasn't at one time, though.
Well, I'm talking recently. She called in the summertime, says she doesn't like the way the painting is.
Sure it was.
She calls up, she says she doesn't like the way the painting is.
What, the striping with them?
Yeah, because she doesn't like making a left turn from the left lane and going straight. She thinks you should be able to go straight or make a left from the left lane and only right turn from that one lane. Because she's like, people are swerving all over the place. She says, so I wanted to call and tell them to change it.
That's okay. It takes a lot more than that,
maybe. I'll just take a message and I gave it to Ken. I said, Ken, you have a job to do. You have to change all the painting on this street. And he's like, why? And it's because this lady wants you to. And he said that they had complaints about that intersection before and they were looking into it.
So you internship tech next year?
Yeah, he was talking about it. So I don't know. He said what he wants to get is a full-time drafting technician. If he can't, he's going to... That would be awesome, wouldn't it? That would be their first candidate because he says, you know, he said to me, what's your schedule like? And I said, well, I'm in a construction class. I'm in my second drafting class. He says, well, what I'd like to get is an engineering student that has some type of drafting experience. He says, I don't want to get anybody that just has no drafting experience at all. And he said, we'll discuss it over Christmas break. And he says, there'd be some kind of pay increase. And I just started smiling. I just said, what?
What's his name, Ken?
Fred. This is Fred Bolt.
Oh.
And he starts laughing. And he says, a little pay increase. He said, well, that's not what I'm worried about, you know, because I said, I got to do this stuff. Otherwise, I'll just put an application to IDOT and say, hey, hire me.
Hey, they're going to jump.
Yes, they will. I'm a minority. I'm serious.
Well, you better put in applications.
What time?
I know you do, but I mean, you better... not rely on the
phone. Well, I've got a list of construction agent.
Well, you better do them, though.
Places in New York. Well, I wanted to get a resume first. I told Cheryl I was going to... She said, you going to add this place? And I said, yeah, well, I was going to kind of make it sound like all I didn't do was copying and typing and stuff. I'll just add it in some glamour. So she said over Christmas break. She said, now, was it Christmas break or was it summer? And she said if I came back over the summer... You know, because she doesn't realize I have to go on internship next summer. But she said if you come back, maybe he can assign you to me and we'll go out on a few runs. And, you know, she's like, I'll teach you how to yell at contractors. That's Booker Squirt. That was a parrot.
Squirt?
I don't want to go to school.
Porch doesn't know how to do this, the little box
squirt.
Thing.
She's in the car.
Back and forth.
That little kitty didn't know how to do it.
She's
little whiskers about this long.
Like
it was so cute, and they were stubby.
What time did Baywatch get on?
Didn't we like Baywatch?
Well, I guess that ended dinner, didn't it?